Because if you're trying to get off the cigarettes, today is the day to do it. We're not going to insist that you stop smoking, but I am going to introduce you to a man who's keen to stop. Or is he? Maybe not. He's that fellow down the corridor who I saw earlier on when, you know, I was trying to work out how much a day he spent on cigarettes. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Guy, good morning,
Hi,
Guy.
Frank, how are you? All good?
I'm very well. How many cigarettes a day do you smoke, Guy?
About 12 or 13.
Right, so that is about, you're going through...
It's not too bad.
Well, you're going through about, what, £6 a day in cigarettes?
Yeah, about six packets a week.
Right, so that's you're setting aside 684. My maths wouldn't be great, but
about
50 quid.
45 to 50
45
quid,
to 50 quid. It's £200 a month.
Yeah.
It's a mortgage.
Well, yeah.
It's a mortgage on a small apartment. Are you prepared? What age are you?
25.
Guy, you're a very tall, good-looking fella. You play rugby, you play cricket. You're in charge of our online presence, and any of the girls who know you from the clubs where you frequent basically get in a queue to spend time with you. except you smoke. It must count against you.
I think that sort of adds to it all, yeah. That's why the girls are queuing up. It's cool.
Cool? Tell me why, as a 25-year-old, you smoke so much.
Well, it's an addiction that I had started off, I did think it was cool, you know, that way, but it's just, I enjoy it now, you know. It's good fun, and gets you a couple of extra breaks, and that's about it.
So you enjoy going out to the smoke garden. What is it you enjoy about it? Is it the interaction with the dwindling number of smokers there are in the building? Because there are very few smokers here.
Yeah, there is. Very few now.
Very few. And there used to be, I'm assuming it used to be 50-50, and now it's you look a bit odd if you smoke. You're out there, there's a couple of glamorous ladies who work here smoke as well. That's probably why you're out there. And a couple of tall fellas as well who don't carry any beef. So do you feel that because you're slim and they're slim that smoking keeps you sort of looking trim?
Yeah, well, I think if I was to quit, they do say that you would put on a lot of weight, wouldn't you? So I think I might leave it until I'm a wee bit older before I do quit.
Yeah, this is the point. Would you like to quit?
I think I would, yeah.
I think you should. I can't impose my beliefs in terms of health upon a 25-year-old, but I do sense that when you're my age, mid-50s, you'll probably be getting ready to die.
Mid-50s, I think that's a bit young.
The ad on TV, the very sad ad on TV where the guy is in the gym, the boxing gym, and it ends with, I think his name was Jerry, shortly after this was filmed. Sadly, Jerry died. He was 57.
Yeah, well, I used to have an uncle who smoked like a train and he lived to late 80s. So, I mean, I think everyone's different. You could be a non-smoker and still die early.
Of course. And, I often wonder, I used to live in a smoking environment, and as a passive smoker, it could count against me. I might be going to die very soon as well. But I'm trying to intervene here, Guy, to save your life. And I have brought Warren York to the studio. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Warren, we've worked together in the past in this business,
in the
broadcasting industry. You're such a good hypnotist that you've actually moved away from broadcasting. You're still on the periphery of it, but you are a full-time hypnotist. You could stop him from smoking. He's now moved away from the desk. I'm going to insist on coming back to the desk because he doesn't want to hear this. Could you stop him from smoking if he didn't want to stop?
No, I don't. I mean, hypnotherapy is very powerful and it can help people get over issues such as habits, fears, phobias, losing weight and stopping smoking, but usually I have a consultation with someone before they commit to having a hypnotherapy session to see if they really want to stop smoking, what their drivers are for maintaining that smoking habit. You know, is it cool? Is it really cool? You know, what are your main reasons for doing it? Is it for getting a break out of work? Are there other ways to get those things without having to smoke in the future?
So Guy is, you know, all nonsense aside, you're a cool fella. You look the part. You can get a break from work. Just ask me or Peter or Morris or Ricky. You know, if you want a break, go out and get some sunshine. You don't have to smoke. You don't need permission here. It's very flexible. You can go and have a coffee. We all do that. I'm trying to convince him this morning to interact with you, okay? Whereby 6 months from now, he'll come back. He'll put £200 up every month, which he can put towards his new flat. He will be saying to me, Frank, I'm in the gym and I'm still slim and trim. I feel good. Thank you to you, Frank, and thank you to Warren. So let's presume now that Guy is going to have the consultation with you, Guy. With you, Warren, what does it involve?
Well, it involves having a chat about, like I said, what the triggers are during the day. Is it being stressed?
What do you do?
Then I get someone into a nice, relaxed state, basically. A nice state of focused attention. It's people think it's like stage hypnosis where they're under my spell, but they're not really. It's more of a trance-like state, like when you're watching TV and you're absorbed in a good movie and you're feeling emotionally involved, or you're watching Man City getting beaten and you're feeling really emotional about it and you're kicking imaginary balls, and you engage that part of the imagination and the emotion, and that can really affect the subconscious part of your mind, which is continuing to make that smoking habit happen for you.
So, Guy, are you listening carefully here?
I am, though. It sounds definitely like something I would do. Is there any way to get... Because obviously I'm not in the mood to quit at the minute. Is there any way you could convince me to get into that state of mind?
Well, would it be possible for me to provide you with, say, 5 videos off the internet of people gasping for breath as they're dying? Would that help?
I don't think that would be a motivator for me, really, because it seems so far away.
I have had people suffering with cancer coming in and they just can't break the habit. And even having cancer, or even women that are pregnant, are still, you know, that's a big motivating factor in the conscious brain. But there's something unconscious going on in the background that's maintaining that habit. So it's my job to get into that back part of the mind, to convince that unconscious part of the mind to stop the habit. And think of all the benefits of stopping smoking. You know, the nicotine's out of your system in 2 days. The carbon monoxide's out of your system in 48 hours. You know, your breathing, your lung capacity doubles in 2 weeks. You know, everything improves, your energy levels, your skin improves, you actually look better. And with hypnosis, you can curb the cravings for snacking, and, you know, you don't need to put on the weight that everybody fears.
You have successfully done it for a couple of our friends, and this is why I'm more or less endorsing you this morning, because I've seen it work. Mm-hmm. You must have failures as well. Whenever the pregnant woman, I feel for her, because she is such a responsibility to the child not to smoke.
Yes,
it must be heartbreaking for her if she can't break the habit.
Yes, I mean, I think, but once you deal with all those unconscious reasons for smoking, you know, you can build a positive future and build a positive outlook and think of, you know, imagine what it's going to be like holding your baby when you're feeling nice, fresh, clean, your hands, your hair, your clothes, everything's clean, fresh, and you're getting that energy that you need in your life, especially having a baby, and just feeling so good about yourself and feeling healthier and all the positive things that, you know, everybody knows about the horror stories, the cancers, heart disease, strokes, but that's not enough sometimes.
What else can you cure us of? What sort of phobias? You mentioned weight loss and you had a couple of other things there. Like, for example, could you resolve the issue of fear of flying?
I'm getting a lot of people these days for fear of flying. I had a guy a few weeks ago who had a fear of flying to the extent that he got palpitations when he saw a plane in the sky, or he saw a plane or an advert for a travel agency on TV. He came for one session, and last week he went for flying lessons in Newton Ards. Which is amazing to me.
Even
sometimes.
With one session you got through to him?
No, he came for a second session just to make sure. But in that second session he was like, oh, booked into... learn how to fly in Newton Ards, and it blows me away, the power of it sometimes. And
on this no smoking day, Guy, in his current state, if he was to spend time with you, and I was to convince him before he goes that this is a good move, I'm going to tell him he's going to be healthier and he's going to have £200 extra to put in his savings account every month. That's some money for a young fella. Those are my 2 selling points. You're going to be healthier. You're definitely going to be healthier. And you're going to be £200 up. How long would it take you to get him off the cigarettes?
I mean, usually I see someone for about an hour. Usually it's done within the first 20 minutes, to be honest.
You really believe that people won't have to come back 5 or 6 times?
I mean, I offer a free support session if someone needs a second session, but it doesn't work. If someone comes in and they're a bit nervous or anxious, I try to put people at their ease. That it's not a mind control thing, but once they get over that and they feel calm and relaxed, they can usually get into it and enjoy it. Sometimes it can take 2 sessions.
Yeah, you're not the only successful hypnotist. There are others in the phone book. We're not suggesting that Warren York is the only man who might be able to do this, but he's the only man that I've seen do it. It's obviously going to cost money. Roughly, what's it going to cost to get off the cigarettes?
It's about £99, really.
Okay, so you're going to have to invest...
But you save that in a week and a half.
Totally. You're going to have to invest half a month's cigarettes... I'd love you to take
up
the challenge.
Sounds like a fair deal, yeah.
I'd love you to take up the challenge. You know,
I think it might, yeah.
I think it would be time well spent. And what's your advice to other people, Warren? Short of, you know, selling your own business, what is your advice to people who may be giving consideration to visiting you or another hypnotist or another method of breaking a phobia?
Well, if you're going to see another hypnotist, always make sure that they're registered, qualified. You know, do your research, make sure they know their onions. There's practical steps you can take too. You can just, sometimes the first drag of a cigarette, that relieving stress, relieving drag of a cigarette, is just a deep breath, that big deep breath. And you can take a deep breath. Breathing techniques have been proven in meditation and whatnot to relieve stress, to boost immune system even, to relieve depression. So deep breathing techniques are great. Breathe in for the count of three, out for the count of six. In for the count of three, out for the count of six. And you can breathe and feel good. Keep a sports bottle of water with you all the time, something to do with your hands, something to stick in your mouth. You might be running to the loo a bit more, that'll fill your time too. Get some exercise, you know, fill those times of the day that you were smoking. Have a breath of fresh air, fresh, clean air. Take the dog for a walk, do something else, something that'll make you feel more relaxed. Take a break from your workstation. You don't need to inhale poison to get a break. You know, as you know, I used to be a smoker too. I smoked for 20 years, so I know what it's like. I know what it's like to get over it too, and how good it is on the other side.
Warren, you sum it up very well. Guy, your challenge has been set. We're going to save your life. Right, Guy in the office with us. Thank you very much. And Warren York, York, professional hypnotist. That's York with an E, isn't it?
Nope.
York without an E. York without an E, as in the city. Warren, thank you.